Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Now, the United States will continue to work with Japan, our allies across the region, and China to bring economic and diplomatic pressure to bear until North Korea abandon its nuclear and ballistic missile programs. But all options are on the table.
That is the Vice President of the United States in Japan today, reassuring the Japanese people that the United States stands with them as we watch cautiously what's going on in North Korea. Joining us now on the line, Lieutenant Colonel Ralph Peters, Fox News strategic analyst. Good to have you with us this morning, Colonel Peters.
Good to speak with you, Brian and Mary.
So a couple of things. I hear yesterday a couple of times that all options are on the table, and also that the president is not going to draw a red line as the previous president did with regard to other parts of the world. This seems like a pretty good idea, not to let your people, you know, your opponents know what exactly you might or might not do.
Yeah, the whole point is to trap your opponent, not to trap yourself. And when you publicly establish red lines, That ties your hands. You're bound to that to that option, unless, of course, you decide to just pretend it isn't there, as President Obama did. But what troubles me more deeply is that it's one characteristic of the American can-do spirit is that we believe that there's always a good solution if only we can figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
But in the real world of international affairs and security concerns, sometimes there isn't a good solution. There's only a slightly less bad solution. And that is what we're facing with North Korea. There is, unless there's a genius out there that thinks beyond all the rest of us, there's no good solution in sight. And right now we're temporizing. We don't want to know what to do. We certainly don't want a war. But at the same time, we cannot allow that particular regime to have nuclear warheads on missiles that could reach the United States, and that is coming in the next several years. It's not a crisis for tomorrow morning, but for the next few years, it is going. If nothing happens, it will come to a head, and it may require a military solution. And I hate to say that, because no matter how comprehensive
right.
a strike would be against North Korea, and it would have to be comprehensive, not just surgical strikes, it would still turn into a bloodbath in the Korean Peninsula. There's just no way around it.
That has always been what you hear from the experts. I note, though, however, that they're sending a couple of more carrier groups to the region. There's a report out of South Korean primary news outlet that, in addition to the Carl Vinson already on site, they're sending the Reagan and the Nimitz carrier groups. What do you read into that?
Well, I would put a wide-angle lens on and say that this all of us pundits, no matter how clever we think we are, we do not have access to the deepest intelligence available to our decision makers, the very highly classified stuff. So we're all speculating from the outside. And I can only say that I the person I trust to be level-headed and make sound judgments and recommendations of the president is Jim Mattis, General Mattis, our current Secretary of Defense. And so when I come up against the wall and say, well, you know, I have to admit, I don't know exactly how far along the North Korean missile program is. I don't know exactly how far along the nuclear program is at weaponizing nukes and putting warheads on missiles. So I've got to trust somebody, and I'm glad we got Jim Mattis there, because having known him for about 15 years, we actually have one person there we can trust.
Now, we had a listener tweet out to ask you, does the North Korean military want Kim gone? Do they want Kim Jong-un gone? And is that a possible venue there in order to rid North Korea of him?
Well, we certainly, the top generals are frightened of Kim Jong-un because he's killed some of them. And my concern, tangential to that, is that the real wild card for me is that Kim Jong-un, the leader of North Korea, may not know how relatively weak his military is compared to ours. His generals and admirals, and primarily generals, may be afraid to tell him the truth. So he may, in fact, think that he is a more potent force than he does. I mean, it's very potent. It could create a mess in the Korean Peninsula, but he can't reach the United States, not yet. But we don't know what Kim doesn't know. We don't know what he really believes. So it would be ideal. I mean, the best solution for everybody would be if the generals overthrew Kim Jong-un. But we have seen no indications of that. He's got, like a classic police state, there are watchers watching the watchers. So it would be very, very hard, I think, for that to happen. But my gosh, if they could get rid of Kim Jong-un and bring in a marginally more rational regime, everybody would welcome that except Kim's own family.
The one thing that has really struck me through this whole thing is Vladimir Putin is oddly silent. He is not saying a word. Does it benefit Russia for North Korea to challenge China?
Well, it benefits Russia for North Korea to challenge China and challenge the United States.
Right.
Anything that keeps us busy gives Putin a freer hand. But Mary, raising another tangential point, it is an absolute delusion on the part of the inside the Beltway crowd to imagine that China is going to help us with North Korea when the chips are down. China has followed the same pattern for decades now. They promise to help us with North Korea. They make a few token gestures, but they don't want that regime to fall. And not only that, China views North Korea as an incredibly valuable military ally should it ever come to war with the United States. I mean, North Korea could tie down tremendous range of U.S. assets as we help the South Koreans defend themselves and defend Japan, freeing China to act militarily elsewhere. So there are layers upon layers of this, but for me, the bottom line is, China is not going to fix this for us. The idea that we can get China to fix it is one more of those Washington delusions that people talk themselves into.
I want to ask you about the missile tests that have fizzled. There have been two of them where they basically exploded shortly after launch. I don't know about you, and I know you may not have the inside intelligence, but when I saw that, I went, I don't think that's a coincidence. What was your reaction?
Well, never blame anything on a conspiracy that can be explained by incompetence. I mean, that's the rule for the U.S. Congress and for North Korea. So I just don't know. But they do have a history of, this is hard. This is rocket science. And as they try to get more ambitious, as they try to transition from liquid fuel to solid fuel, it's hard. It really is hard. And so I'd say there are a couple of things could probably go on. Yes, we're probably doing everything we can in the cyber world to get at them, but it's a very closed system. We may be, and I have to be careful about how I couch this, but they still rely on a lot of imported parts.
Mm-hmm.
And who knows, we may have a hand in making sure that some of those parts aren't exactly perfect.
Yeah.
So there are many options. And also, China does not like North Korea's nuclear program, because that is potentially uncontrollable.
Right.
What China likes is the massive conventional force that could tie down the U.S.
China
doesn't know what to do. They just can't alienate North Korea to the point where they lose this valuable ally.
All right, we'll have to leave it right there. Lieutenant Colonel Ralph Peters, Fox News strategic analyst, it's a pleasure to have you on the show this morning.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Summer's here, and it's time to bring the heat in a new Honda. Head out on an unforgettable adventure, or take a sporty sedan for a spin, all while driving with confidence. Check out the Civic, Accord, or HR-V during the Honda Summer Event.
See dealer for financing details.